July 3rd, 2018. It's the Wild from Pedro Show.
stick, I still hear. I've come a long, long way to see you. Oh, but it's not a mile too far to see you dancing up that hillside, Gurans in your hair, nimble as the mountain deer, lighter than the air.
Live from Pedro Show. In Pedro, Brother Matt is left on his retirement vacay to the old country. He's going to go to Italy and Croatia. So, safe seas to Brother Matt. We had a good celebration for him Saturday here at Fort Mac. Wish he wouldn't have been at a war museum, but it's okay. Because it's about Brother Matt and it's beautiful. And just love the man to death. And he's done so good in the 30 years of that teaching. How many cats he brought, you know, from the brink back to Hard Charger. Much respect, Brother Matt. We started off the show today with So What? The last tour John Coltrane did with Miles Davis in Europe, 1960. And then Cimarron, Shakespeare in the Bible. Yeah, I'm not completely alone because of the magic of those engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I'm not alone. I got Owen P. Jones in Hamburg, but originally a Welsh cat, right?
That's right.
Welcome aboard. Thank you for being on the show. Owen, can you tell me your earliest musical recollection?
My earliest musical recollection, I can. It was, I guess I was 6 years old in primary school. There was a new teacher, and this piece will always stay with me and always haunts me. It was the Scheherazade Symphony, Rimsky-Korsakov, and a wonderful teacher who explained to us little kids, hey, this is the violin, this is telling the story. Don't know if you know the piece, but that's that violin introduction, the solo violin at the start of Scheherazade Symphony, it still haunts me completely. I love it.
Oh, wow. So, like you were in grade school?
I was in little school. What
we call grade school like kindergarten to... I guess it's five now. It was just six when I was little.
6, 7 years old, about that.
Okay, so second grade, yeah. Okay. And this was in Wales?
No, this was in London.
In London.
I was brought up in London. My folks, my family are all from Wales, but when I was just when I was born, my dad moved down to London, so I was raised in London.
Sure. What part?
So, Welsh.
Yeah, I understand. Probably for the work, but
that's right. Yeah.
I'm curious. What part of London?
It was southwest London, Wimbledon, the bit that's famous for the tennis.
Okay. Yeah, on the other side of the river.
That's right, yeah.
So. Yeah. I know a guy who worked on these motorcycles called Speedway. They didn't have brakes. He just wore a steel shoe on the left side. Wow. And yeah, they had this kind of racing here at Ascot. We had a track in Gardena, but it originated over there in England. And I knew a guy who was part of a team that did racing around there like that. The flat tracks. Actually, yeah, you went around corners by just locking up the front end so the rear would totally balls up. Two strokers. I would watch it. We'd get free tickets if we got subscriptions with the paper, delivering papers, you know, when I was more young. So, okay. So, you had a good thing in school with music. At home, was there instruments at the pad?
Yeah. I started piano lessons very young, also age about 6-7.
So your parents were players.
My mum was a pianist.
Okay.
My dad didn't play anything, but he still has a marvelous Welsh deep bass voice.
Well, that's an instrument. he plays the voice. Speaking of great Welsh deep voices, Mr. John Cale.
That's the one. Yeah.
I've always been a fan of it. You know, I got to play Cardiff in October. It was first time.
Really?
Town. Yeah, finally. It wasn't my first Welsh gig. I actually played Newport a long time ago with Fire Hose right on the river there from Bristol. And then about two years ago, I got to play the festival number 6 in Port Marion. It was
Port Marion.
Where they, Marion, I'm sorry. They filmed The Prisoner, the only TV show I liked when I was a boy.
That's right. It's that weird little Italianate village.
Right.
In the middle of what is otherwise completely grey slate North Wales. It's very monochrome.
But I think they caught it on a lucky day. I think all the filming was done on one day where there was sun. And actually, when I played the festival number 6, it was sunny, but they told me most of the time it ain't.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived just across from Port Marion for about a year.
Oh, okay.
For me, it
was a total mind blow to be there, which was only in my mind as imagery. In fact, until the DVD came out, I didn't know it was color. You know, because I grew up, you know, Navy housing. Color TVs, they cost a lot more.
That's right, and I'll tell you, it's the only, as far as the buildings are concerned, it's the only bit of color in the whole of North Wales. Everything grey.
Okay. Yeah, because Wales had the bad luck of having a lot of minerals, like tin and coal and iron,
And slate, a lot of slate.
Right, so people came over and started the mining thing, and Jesus. I was checking out, you know, very interested after being there. So let's get back to your musical journey. So you did some piano lessons. Now, did you like them?
No, I hated them at the time.
Most people I talk to, sometimes it turns them off to music totally.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. On the my mum passed away about 10 years ago, and I used to hate. You know, I'd be inside having to practice my scales when the other kids are out playing soccer, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, in retrospect, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to have had that. And I wrote a piece. It's not one of the ones I gave you, but a piece on the last album. And all it is, I set a poem that my dad had written for my mum when he was courting her. It's very romantic. And I found that poem, and I wrote a piece of piano music, just an instrumental piece to go with it, with just piano, cello and violin on it. And when I was recording it, I knew I've got to get this in one take. It's not the kind of thing you can patch up afterwards. It's got to be done just right. And I'm not religious. I'm not superstitious. But I sat down at this grand piano in a friend's house, and it just came. I was really nervous about doing it. I thought this is going to take hundreds of takes, and it just went like that. And I could sort of, it was like I could feel her presence watching over me, making sure I did my scales practice on time and stuff. It was a rather beautiful thing for a moment.
Music is powerful, I swear.
Yeah, you're damn right.
It's a trippy thing, you know, like a lot of expression can be really powerful. At school, were you in any of their kind of music programs?
Yeah, I gave up the piano lessons age about 13. At puberty, whatever. I wanted nothing to do with music for a year or two. And the next thing I did is I started playing, there was a very good youth orchestra in the school, and I started playing the timpani in that. Which is from which point I became a drummer later on. But so that the next step was actually playing orchestral percussion.
Yeah. Whoa, okay. And then what about on the side, like garage bands with your buddies and stuff?
Well,
you got a trap kit probably, right?
That's right, because I was the timpanist in the orchestra. I got to be the drummer the first time when we were trying to throw bands together. And I continued with that. I played drums for several years in a British band called the Jazz Butcher.
Oh, yeah, I remember them, Cats.
In the 80s or so. And it was, I only went back to piano and started teaching myself guitar when I started writing my own songs, which was a few years later.
What made you go from piano? Well, you got tired of piano, I know that, but what made you choose timpani?
Okay. I was watching an orchestra and I was just enthralled by the timpanist. I was watching. It was amazing. You see this guy who, you're playing a symphony, you have 174 bars rest, doing nothing. And then suddenly there you are. And it's a short spell, but you're one quarter of the orchestra. You're making a hell of a noise.
Yeah.
And I guess it was the drama of it really that appealed initially.
Yeah, Perk with Portal for Pyros, he had sometimes two of them with the trap kit. I remember.
Yeah.
And that timpani, you know, it also, you can do notes and stuff as a pedal, and it's really interesting. Kind of hard to get around, though.
yeah, indeed. And your timing, it's an interesting thing for timing. I mean, it's not like playing drums in a band because you're at the back of the orchestra.
Uh-huh.
You've actually got to anticipate the beat.
Sure.
By a split second, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. You got to read it
when that baton comes down for everyone else. You've got to be, come in when it's only halfway down, kind of thing.
Right. You got to read it. It's like shooting birds. You got to read the bird, right? You know, terrible metaphor. Yeah. Should have said.
I know what you mean.
Let's say a clay. You know, when they do that fucking shit pull, when they hit the play, that kind of shit. I want to play Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by Shakespeare in the Bible.
Time. The opera is the intense routine or a song that doesn't rhyme. It's a travesty. do. Sure could use a little domination.
Yeah. Bones with my last lonely finger, the part-time tarantula, the nervous bell ringer, I dreamt of these things in my spirit. Little feet, the bells are ringing.
I'm no beginner. I'm well versed in all the vices of an ordinary sinner. There are times I've been a loser, yeah, and times I've been a winner. But I don't believe in keeping lists. So this old sinner told himself it's time he got down to confession. And the voice behind the shutter said, you've got to learn one lesson. You just got to know the difference between love and obsession. But I'm not so sure that it exists. Just the way the serpent twists. Just the way the raindrop falls. It don't mean anything at all. It's the blind as a kiss. The way the serpent twists. You know a fellow was a lover and Dorothea was obsessed. And do you presume to tell me who's cursed and who's blessed? Do you have some secret code to make it work out for the best? Oh, is there something that I missed? The proof is in the poetry, the truth is in the fiction. It's the blessing and the blight that we were born for, this addiction. And however long you clean, you'll always need another fix. It's just impossible to resist the lure of the serpent. When it's lost, just a momentary look, just a chance you never took. It's the train that you missed. The way the serpent twists.
For Pedro Show, we heard Shakespeare in the Bible with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Alan Ravenstein, after that, he was on the show last week. An incredibly interesting cat and a big inspiration to me from, I don't know if you recall, a Cleveland band called Perubu. Well, actually, there's still a form of it with David Thomas, but Alan was part of that, and so great to have him on out late. Carla Bozulich with Don't Follow Me. She's San Pedro native, but I think lives up in Eagle Rock now. Stretch Woven, new proj, Scott Amendola, Nels Klein, Sad versus Glad, and finally Shakespeare in the Bible with The Serpent Twists. Okay, so you, was the Jazz Butchers the first band you were in?
I got into a band at college, a band called The Tonics. As it is when you're at university, there were two rival bands. Pat Fish, who was the Jazz Butcher, he wanted to form his own supergroup, so he pinched our guitarist. And the Tonics was formed of the leftovers, the rejects that he didn't want in his band. But it's all very incestuous, and within a couple of years, I was playing drums for the Jazz Butcher.
What school?
We were at college at Oxford.
Oxford, okay.
Yeah,
I think who's that other rock band? Well, they were Cambridge, Pink Floyd, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the England College bands. I'm kind of ignorant. You know what I forgot to ask you? What was the first record that you bought for yourself, Owen?
I can tell you that, because that was after Rimsky-Korsakov, that was the other pivotal moment, really. The first album I bought was Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, yeah. David Bowie.
And you know what? It's still one of my favorite albums of all time.
Really good. It is good.
There was this thing, and we were in, so I was 11 or 12 when Starman came out, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's that sort of iconic Top of the Pops performance. I don't know if you know it, Bowie doing Starman.
I just get this. You know, I did a gig. I was on an airplane, and I saw this. Oh, yeah, I went to record Raymond Pettibone in New York City. Went saw ponies with him. And something called Rono, Mick Ronson.
Yeah.
And they showed him, and Dave Bowie puts his arm around him, and they sing Starman together.
And that was the moment, no?
That's bitching. I love that.
And, you know, the next day at school, there was a line in the sand. There were the kids who thought, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, when it was so mild, it was nothing. But a gesture, you know, a sort of symbolic open sexuality. And, half of us loved it, half of us hated it. And I knew which side I was on straight away.
Kind of had the same thing when I put a picture of Richard Hell on my bass. Man, it was the line of the fucking the people in this town. I remember one guy saying, I knew somebody like you would be getting into this shit. I was like, you know what? Okay, I don't care.
And it's amazing how many contemporaries I've met, you know, many years later, for whom that was also a very defining moment.
Right.
Including my old, later on I worked with David Jay several times, and he said, yeah, in his schoolyard it was exactly the same thing happened. I think it was up and down the country.
Over here too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a trip about that. So we owe the man. We owe both the men.
Yeah.
That's one thing he was saying in that, Mick Ronson. I mean, very humble guy.
Oh, really?
Tricky accent. But he was saying it was two. He wasn't bitter or anything, but he said there was a trippy thing. I think with Trevor and Woody, it was a little more bitter, a little belige.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have been the manager man too. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like I owe Bowie for so much, but he treated the spiders really, really shoddily. Was not.
But it was a rough part of his life too, right? A lot of drogas.
Yeah.
What was the first gig you saw, Owen?
The first gig I saw, the first big gig I saw was probably The Who.
Whoa. Well, just the live concert where you see a band playing.
Yeah, I went to a couple of little clubs. I can't really remember anything specifically. The first concert I got excited by seeing was The Who in about 73, 74, I suppose.
Quadrophenia?
Who's next?
Who's next? Okay.
Could have been.
But some of those songs I think were for it's in that period.
Yeah,
that's a rhythm section. There's some drumming going on.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've heard demos of Pete. You know, Pete played drums on his own demos. They're nothing like when Mooney comes.
Keith Moon was just inimitable. I mean, our mutual friend Hiyori, she's a. Keith Moon is her absolute hero, and she does her best to go in that direction. I think she's fantastic watching her play.
George Hurley learned how to play drums by listening to the Happy Jack album and some headphones.
Is that right?
I wouldn't shit you off. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 3, 2018. Special guest, Owen Jones, Hamburg. Hold tight for hour two. July 3, 2018. It's the second hour, a lot for Pedro show.
By the clock on a May Day morning, we got I do know at the break of day, it's been a long night on the train to see the sunrise on the Seine. Well, let's take a walk and watch Paris away. Up to the steps of Montmartre and around the African hood. Well, I bet that De Beauvoir and Sartre never had it quite this good.
Summer play,
les rues désertes.
Summer play,
tes cheveux noirs. Summer play, les feux rouges, oh c'est vrai. Summer touche, n'y a que toi qui sais pourquoi. To the pigeon serenade, I'm kissing every time we hit a red light, wishing life could always be this way.
Summer play,
tes genoux blessés.
Summer play,
ta jolie voix. Summer play, cette chanson, Jean Moreau, le tourbillon, il n'y a que toi qui sais pourquoi. Summer play, le cousin noir. Summer play, verde rouge. Oh, c'est vrai, summer touche. N'y a que toi qui sais pourquoi.
It's time for whiskey and beer. This little nugget's called Hate Better, inspired by Doc Ellis's retort when they asked him how he felt after he sued the city of Cincinnati after one of their security guards maced him. He's a pitcher on the Pirates. He's the one who pitched a no-hitter on acid. A couple years later, he got maced going into the stadium by a security guard, even though he had his World Series ring. He showed his World Series ring to the security guard, and the guard maced him. Threatening black man in a baseball uniform. But he just said, it's cool. I learned how to hate better. Rad.
Mistake and left splattered. A comfort to believe your life is more precious. They don't speak it, but they learn to hate better.
הנאורים האמיתיים שלי החלו לאחר הצבא והסתיימו במלחמת לבנון השנייה. אני חייב לדייק, בכפר מרקה. וביתר פירוט, רצועה מזרחית, בית מספר 16, ועוד יותר, חדר אחורי, הרהיטים נאספו במרכזו וכוסו בניילון, וממש קרוב על ספה מבד בצבע בורדו. אני יושב ונח מעט. רגל זהה מתחיל את מסעו ממרכז הקרקפת דרך הרקה ונקבה בזווית הפה. זהו, עוד רגע זה מתחיל, הנאורים הסתיימו. בחלון בוסטן פצוע, שיח עגבניות שרי רקובות וגיבולי אלוברה יבשה, ארוגת בזיליקום רמוסה, ענפי הזאטר המתפרע יורק את ריחו במדרון התלול אל הוואדי. ניר נכנס לחדר.
Not quite the Liverpool legend, she said, but you're my second favorite band. A Pinot or two, and we already knew, fixed eyes and fidgeting hands. The code of the road has been broken, I guess we have to go this one alone. Look and a laugh and your black silken scarf, we made the hotel room a home. Out of place, out of time, out of order, out of line. Oh, carry on, we must have been out of our minds. Sing laws and the rain. Thatcher says the people in Tuxton are spending too much on cocaine. What I'd give to be crossing the water. Oh, how I wish we were back on the bus or riding again on that Moscow-bound train.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour with Comic Play, Medplay, Shakespeare in the Bible. And that's French for I like it. And after that, Emperors of Ice Cream from Brighton with Summer Fallen. Actually, summer's beginning. I should have waited a little while to play that, huh? Alex Jung Huntai with Brand New Stuff. Matrimony, I think. God, I can't remember the name. Divine Weight, maybe the new album. But man, it's righteous. Negative Example with Bucky Pope. Hate Better, live TV broadcast. Wisconsin. He's coming to town in August. We're going to do a 7-inch single tribute to Sun Ra. It was incredible. I just finished the John Swed book, so I'm inspired again. One time me and Raymond was in a conga line with him, all bourbon, years ago. That's another story. Bernays Propaganda after that, Koga di Dovolno. Sorry, shitty Macedonian. The two 2016 mix, Farther South with My True Youth Began, and Shakespeare in the Bible with Cariad. Okay, so I know the Jazz Butcher toured the U.S.
Yeah, were you with them? Several.
Were you with that version?
I toured with the Jazz Butcher in the U.S. in 86.
Okay.
The Jazz Butcher went through a lot of change.
Yeah, I know.
I left the band, moved to Germany here. But there was a reunion, and we toured again in the late 90s, I think 98, 99, in more or less the original lineup. So I've been in and out of the Jazz Butcher about three times.
What made you move to Hamburg, to Germany?
Well, a combination of things. I've got to say, the spiel I always give is Mrs. Thatcher won a third election in England.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I just had enough of that. I'd always fancied living outside of England. I'd always been aware of the sort of island mentality of it. Though I'd always thought earlier I always fancied going to France. But when we came to Hamburg with the Jazz Butcher, I met my the love of my life, my partner, Thatcher won her election. I was conducting a long distance love affair. The Jazz Butcher thing split up, and it was a leap into nothing, really. I couldn't speak a word of German. I didn't know how I was going to get on, but I've never regretted it. Hamburg's a great city, and I've been very happy here.
That's interesting, because I had a weird kind of feeling you were going to say because the Beatles went there.
Well, connection. My partner actually saw the Beatles live.
Oh, wow.
Here in 66, yeah.
Okay.
Of which I'm very, very jealous, of course.
Yeah, of course. Wow, what a wild thing. And here, I want to play this the Around the Corner Man, Shakespeare in the Bible. What's that about? What's Around the Corner Man?
Around the Corner Man. The beginning of last year, I went to Nepal, to the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Which, I'd been there before, 20 years previously, by myself.
Yeah.
I've always had a thing for mountains. And I met this guy called Padam while I was out there.
Yeah.
And we've stayed in touch. And I knew I wanted to share the experience that I had by myself with some of my nearest and dearest. So my partner Bebel and my brother Billy came with me, and we met up with Padam, and he guided us right up to 4,500 meters up into the snow.
Oh, so he's right. A Sherpa?
He's a Sherpa, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's listen.
We're gonna find rubbing off. My eyes flying out. My skin rubbing off. My eyes flying out.
guess he finally cracked. He finally saw there was no going back. So he rode into town on the bad old slow train with his head full of poison, pornography, pop songs and pain. Fish fumes and diesel and a dishwater sun. Him a hamburger measle with a gut full of rum. He took a piss in the river, blew a kiss to the wall. Turned his back to the future and his face to the next barroom brawl. Where do you turn when the page starts to burn and the world is all punched full of holes? There's nobody there and you say you don't care, but you're scared to the depths of your soul.
Pedro Show, you just heard The Ballad of Joey Smoke, Shakespeare in the Bible. Before that, Round Eye with Fear of the Consequence. They're coming to town. They're low-eye foreigner guys that live in China. And they got a West Coast tour coming. Me and Joe Baez, Frog Lab, going to play with them Friday. Anthems of the Void, ahead of that, Unbroken. Disorder, before that, Above and Below. Lucy Leave. They're from England, and they got a new album, and Skin Horse. And from Italy, before that, Instituto No, with The Runner, and The Round the Corner Man, Shakespeare in the Bible. You want to say a little more about Padam, Brother Padam?
Padam, yeah, well, it's just that, you know, yeah, it was heaven out there, but it was the most exhausting kind of heaven you can imagine. we would be, myself or to be honest, more often my partner would be saying to him, how far is it? How far is it until we reach our lodge, the place where we can get some food and a bed now, because we're so shattered? And his stock answer, he would always say, oh, it's just around the corner.
That's where the name comes from.
Now, he was never lying. It was always just around the corner. But the Himalayas, right, they have some very
big-ass corners. But, man, that's experience of a lifetime. I'm glad you got to do that. Thank you, Brother Bowden.
It was exhilarating.
Okay, now how does the band get together, Shakespeare and the Bible?
It's been through some changes. Let's talk about the first version. I arrived in Hamburg. I joined a band on drums that I could see wasn't really going anywhere. We didn't have anyone singing. And then I went into a local bar, the nearest bar to where I was living when I first moved here. And the woman serving me my beer, we just got talking, and she said she could sing, and God, she was right. She can sing. She's the singer in the band now. And Stefan, who's playing bass with me now, was also in the original lineup, but that was way back in the 90s. And it only lasted a couple of years, and it was about a 10-year hiatus after that, because I didn't write songs for a long spell.
And how'd you get the name?
The name comes from a BBC radio show called Desert Island Discs, which simply the guests have to imagine they've been cast up on a desert island. The guest could be an artist or a politician or somebody in the news, and it's just an interview hung on a thread that they have to take their eight favorite pieces of music with them, and they can also have one book. So many wanted the Shakespeare or the Bible that they said, you can have Shakespeare in the Bible. Now, I had a gig book with this new band, and I didn't have a name, and I was listening to that, and I thought, had a ring, I thought, that'll do.
What was the first Shakespeare in the Bible gig like?
Dreadful.
Well, I wasn't there, so you have to like it and like it.
Yeah, it was okay, but we were... I had a very talented young guitar player, but who was unfortunately also a complete alcoholic. So he was, he could play like a dream on a good day, but he was very, very unpredictable. And we were just feeling our way around. Shakespeare in the Bible, it was only 10 years or so ago when we were with a whole new personnel around the core of myself and Christina that it started to really take form, to be honest. So I think we're a damn good live band now, but it's taken some work.
Yeah. Sometimes that... What did Orson Welles say? No wine before it's time.
Yeah, yes.
Parmesan, some screw top.
Sound advice,
too much shit, right? Whatever, you know, he's a consummate professional. Anyway, do you remember the first time you guys recorded?
Yeah,
apart
from some live recordings, the first album we made was 10 years ago, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 years ago. I was quite sick. In 2007, I got cancer and I had to have a kidney removed.
Oh.
And that was a drag, but it was also a good kick up the backside, you know. I knew I had some songs, still had some songs in me, but I was too stagnated or too lazy to really work on them. And that was intimations of mortality.
Of course.
I just realized, you know, and I haven't got forever to try and get some of this out. And it just made me concentrate and really start working on my songwriting.
Good point. We've reached the end of the second hour. Wach Pedro Show, July 3, 2018. Special guest, Owen Jones. Hold tight for hour three. July 3, 2018. It's the third hour of the Wach Pedro Show.
Watching the wind, let it blow you away for a while. but you still got the gift to be God. Not sure where you are, London or Limbo or Wales. Not sure who I am, but you're happy to tell me your tales. From Crickieth to Cricklewood, as the light starts to fail, over Maida Vale.
Let's build it up. It sure has taken time to get a good league. Well, look at us now, in the middle of our 11th season of roller derby thrill. Just look at the variety of teams and the level of skill. They race around the track in a whirl of color, warming up our jamming, full padded splendor, full combat front on, blocking and jamming. What a pounding they take. They will do it for a while. You sure give them credit. It's tough shoes to fill and a good workout, too. The skaters are the best for what they do. on and off the track. What a super crew, winning a game and giving back to the community, too. That's my skaters. They win and they shine. They are friends of mine. In 11 whole seasons, this makes them shine.
Yeah. And when he's finished playing Misty, I guess I'll be on my way. But before I know what's happening, he's buying me a beer. And an inner voice says no, but I don't hear. Play Misty for me, baby, and I'll meet you on the brink. And if we pool our poor resources, we can buy another drink. We can float above the city lights and teeter on the ledge. Play
slow learner.
I have done another show. Only one.
Take two for the third hour. We start off with Betty Amblets, Shakespeare in the Bible, and that's Amblets with the Welsh spelling. And for our fucking righteous enlightenment, Brother Owen here is going to give us one of the longest names of a place in Wales, in Welsh.
The birthplace of my grandmother.
Okay.
Llanfair Pwll Gwyngys Gogelch Wyndrobw Llantysilio Gogogoch.
Yeah. That's happening. it's happening. It's got a little bit of that Dutch thing with some throat, huh?
Yeah. It's got that double L sound, which I think is only the... I think that's only in Welsh.
okay. It's distinctive. Like Basco's, right? They got their Estonians and... Yeah, there's you can say Latin, you can say Germanic, you know, but then there's the little specialized guys. Might be in a punk band, you know. I like it. After that was Joe Brewer with 11 Seasons, Como Scheiss, Seagull, Sam from actually grew up in Ann Arbor. Mole, Sniff Sniff, Amel and the Sniffers. This is some Australian bands here that the Sleeper Mod guys turned me on. Drunk Mums, Power Slide, a Mod Vigil with K-Hole, and then finally Play Misty for Me, Shakespeare in the Bible. And people, I've been enlightened to the fact it's not about the Clint Eastwood movie, the first way he directed. It's actually about the, has to, something to do with the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, it's a listener, right, that's totally obsessed with Clint. He ends up having to shoot her or something. Right? Because she comes out with a knife or some. I mean, it's an insane movie. Yeah, Stalker kind of thing.
It is damn scary.
Yeah, it is. And for his first go. But then, you know, he had some good directors he could learn from. You know, interesting.
Well, yeah.
I got to meet him once at the Director's Guild. Joe Carducci brought me to a little talk he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like late 80s. And I remember his skin. I could see through his skin almost. Or I thought I could. So, you got a new album.
We do indeed. We got an album out called Please Keep to the Left.
Links. In Deutsch, it's Links.
Yeah, a bit of Links live. And that's obviously got a... there's obviously a bit of Dublo entendre there. Please Keep to the Left is actually what the Round the Corner Man used to say, because when you're trekking in... the Sherpa country, which is Buddhist, you have to walk past lots of little shrines, and it's respectful always to walk to the left of them to get past.
Yeah, and if you're driving in England, you better stay to the left too.
Depends.
I have a lot of pantries. You know, we used to rent the vehicle in Holland, so it'd be like U.S. So the passenger guy is like straddling the line. It's like,
yeah, that's right.
So you guys had a party a couple of weeks ago, right?
We did. We had a CD release party, although the thing is not actually released until beginning of September, because I've just got a distribution deal for it and the guys want to hold off a little bit and try and promote it a bit. Who knows?
Okay, The Pathologist. Yeah, at first I read The Pathologist. I was like, whoa, what's this one about? You want to say something about The Pathologist?
It's one of those pretty... It's a pretty bitter and twisted having a go at an ex-girlfriend, to be honest.
Okay.
With whom I'm on the very best of terms now, but I was... I was not at my best when I was writing.
No, but isn't it trippy the way that works out? Sometimes you get tighter after.
Yeah.
That's like me and Kay. Let's listen.
Yeah, you have to.
Dead and gone. A soul hustled proud. Forgets to put the heart back. me. I don't suppose you've seen. Oh well, never mind. It's like trying to find a shadow in the darkness in a dream. I feel like giving up. I'm never giving up. We saw about 300 people today. One or two were a bit like you, but it wasn't you. No, it wasn't you. Sometimes calling out your name. I'm so tired now. So damn tired. Somewhere out in the dark, somewhere I can see. Somewhere out in the darkness, getting free. Somewhere out in the distance, somewhere over the tracks, someone told me that you ain't coming back. You're never coming back. Harcourt Strasse. Alone come on in, let me take your hand.
Why for Pedro Show, last music, The Pathologist, Shakespeare in the Bible. Don't worry, people, they're together, they're friends now, and there's no more blidge. Then we had Flaming Fathers after that with Neuverit Elno. Verit Elno. I think it's like New Life. And Minor Major, a demo from the Vandal Poets. Death Waltz number 3 from Steck Sellers. Beta Starfish, Four Dimensional Nightmare. That's Seattle. And then finally, Out in the Darkness by Shakespeare in the Bible. So, where can people find you, Owen, on the internet?
There's a Shakespeare in the Bible, www.shakespeareinthebible.de. But there's a Facebook site as well.
Bandcamp.
Hello, mate.
Bandcamp. BANDCAMP. Bandcamp.
You're breaking up.
Okay. Forget it. I was talking about this music site called Bandcamp.com.
We should be on Bandcamp very shortly.
Okay.
I got back from the UK a couple of hours ago, and I've got a whole lot of shit I must sort out before the album gets released at the beginning of September. But it'll be on Bandcamp as well.
Well, I just want people to be able to find your stuff, because I think what you're doing is really happening. And what was different about making this album than the other ones?
There's been some personnel changes. The band always used to be, we were all in Hamburg here.
Yeah.
Due to various circumstances, I now have a drummer who lives in the UK, in Manchester,
okay,
near Manchester. A pianist who lives down in Frankfurt, which, if anyone knows Germany, it's a long way from Hamburg. It's about 500 kilometers.
Well, there's two Frankfurts, right? There's one on the Oder also.
There is.
In old days when you toured half of Europe, of your U.S. band, punk band, half your gigs would be in this place called West Germany. So I got a little bit of knowledge.
It was the same thing for the Jazz Butcher.
And you'd like play at 7:30 p.m., no opening act.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of these youth centers. It was a whole different trip back then. But I got to learn a lot about Germany. Frankfurt am Main, that's where the U.S. soldiers were. So these guys would sneak off. Of course, if there was officer enlisted man, they couldn't fraternize, so they'd have to sneak, you know.
Yeah.
The first thing they would tell you is like, 8 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, you know, when they get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Owen, can I ask you something? If a younger person came up to you and asked you some advice about this music racket shit, what would you tell them? Because you got a lot of experience.
I said, don't trust anybody.
Okay.
You caught me that one, really.
Someone who's earnest, who really means it.
Yeah, then if you mean it, then just go on with it, because it's a life sentence. You cannot stop. You can't stop. You might not. You'll never. Chances are you're never going to get rich. Chances are there's going to be a small number of people who hear you, but you'll be doing something for them. You'll be brightening their lives up, and you haven't got any option anyway. If it's inside you, you're stuck with it. So enjoy it.
Like Elvin Jones on stage with the oxygen tank.
Yeah.
I remember people saying, "Oh, Keiko is his wife, right? She's using him." I think he wanted to keep playing till, you know, he wanted to go down swinging, man.
I think so too. It's hard to say, but you know, there was an old drummer here in Hamburg a couple of years ago who, you know, he died. He passed away on stage behind his drum kit, and I think the general consensus is, you know, that he'd have been very, very happy about that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's such a bad thing, you know.
Yeah,
But then there's guys like Arthur Rimbaud, 2 years of poems, I'm done.
Yeah.
But the other dudes, yeah, you got the tank on stage because you just want to keep going.
Yeah.
I think I'm like that, too. We say the bug bites you, you know?
Yep. So Towns Van Zandt being virtually carried onto the stage.
Right, yeah.
But once he started singing, you know, he was there and he was doing it.
Yeah.
And,
so I say to you, Brother Owen, keep on keeping on, please. It's been such an honor to have you on the show.
It's been a joy and an honor for me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Oh, right.
I saw the Sonia del Marinaio.
Marinaio.
A couple of Marinaio, sorry. Italians. I've got French and German. I haven't got any Italian.
It's like Spanish, marinaro. It's close.
Well, that was, wow, that was a great gig.
Oh, you're most kind. But thank you for sharing your journey with us through music. It's very inspiring. And keep on keeping on, like I said.
Thank you. Keep the faith.
July 3, 2018 edition of Juan Pedro Show, People Special Guest, Owen Jones. Keep your powder dry.